A Dera supporter who was arrested for arson and vandalism in the national capital spilled the beans on the diligent planning that went into spreading chaos after the arrest of Gurmeet Ram Rahim. Times Now accessed an exclusive copy of the interrogation report of the arrest, which reveals shocking details. The interrogation report of the Dera supporter mentioned that whatever followed after Ram Rahim's conviction was a conspiracy and planned almost 2 weeks in advance in case the verdict went against the Dera Sacha Sauda chief. As per the report accessed by Times Now, four meetings took place in the national capital, dividing it into four parts to cause sporadic violence. The men were guided by Deepak Insan and Neeraj, who are the heads of Naujawan Committee, tasked by Dera Sacha Sauda headquarters in Sirsa to cause damage to government property. A total of six teams were formed to spread violence in Delhi. Each team member were tasked to collect items like petrol, chili powder and baseball bats, which could help in spreading violence. Specific instructions were given to the team members to ensure proper execution of the plan. The women wing of Dera Sacha Sauda, called the Saath Sujan Committee, was especially tasked with the responsibility of collecting all female volunteers and taking them to Panchkula. This was along with another group of supporters to arrange for buses. Specific instructions were given to the team members. These also included instructions regarding the way they were supposed to be dressed and other ways of not attracting attention of the general public. Times Now accessed the findings of the special investigating team probing the negligence of the Ryan International School in the murder case of 7-year-old student. The three-member investigating team submitted its report to the district commissioner of Gurugram. According to the report of the committee, the district commissioner wrote to the director of secondary education to take action based on the rules listed down in the Haryana School Education Act and rules. Some of the major findings as listed out in the report include deficiencies in the installation of CCTV cameras. There were also a lack of separate toilets for staff like drivers and conductors. The toilets were also found to be unsafe. One of the major lapses pointed out in the infrastructure of the school building by the panel that visited the school was that a boundary wall was found to be broken, making it easier for anyone to come in and exit. In one of the most shocking revelations, the report also indicated that there was never any police verification process that the employees of the school had to go through. The school was also found to be having expired fire extinguishers. BJP President Amit Shah has arrived at Kolkata as a part of his 100-day tour across the country to strengthen the party prospects in 2019 polls. Shah will be in Kolkata for 3 days and will meet party leaders, MLAs and other BJP functionaries to chalk out strategies to further improve the party's base in the state. After his elaborate meeting with Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, actor Kamal Haasan will join left leaders and thinkers to deliberate means to fight fascist and communal forces in the country. The seminar will be held in Kozhikode on September 16. The Akhil Bharatiya Akhada Parishad, which is the top governing body of hermits and spiritual gurus across India, has constituted a list of fraudulent godmen to prevent public from being conned in the name of spirituality. The list includes prominent and controversial spiritual gurus such as recently convicted Baba Gurmeet Ram Rahim, Asaram Bapu and Radhe Ma, among others. In a shocking incident caught on camera, a toll booth employee was attacked with a weapon after he prevented a man from entering the Bandra Worli Sea Link in Mumbai without paying the toll amount. The victim of the attack is admitted to the Leelavati Hospital and the attacker was caught and handed over to the police. One person was killed and 11 others injured after a part of the under-construction Bomikhal Bridge in Bhubaneswar collapsed. Four of the injured are in critical condition. The deputy executive engineer and an assistant engineer have been suspended over the mishap. Widening the net to nab Honeypreet Kaur, the absconding adopted daughter of rape convict, Gurmeet Ram Rahim, the Uttar Pradesh police have put up posters of Honeypreet in police stations bordering Nepal. This comes after the Panchkula police recently nabbed yet another Dera follower, Govind Insa, for attempting to incite violence after Gurmeet's conviction.
Honeypreet को लेके हम लोगों ने एक अलर्ट जारी किया है जो हमारे बॉर्डर के थाने हैं उन बॉर्डर के थानों को इस संबंध में विशेष तौर पर बताया गया है कि भाई जो डेरा सच्चा सौदा है उससे संबंधित प्रकरण में और जो एक अभियुक्त है उसकी वो हनीप्रीत सिंह भी हैं और हनीप्रीत का जो फोटो है वो हम लोगों ने संबंधित थानाध्यक्ष को भी दिया है.
An 11-year-old girl was made to stand in the boys' toilet in the school for having worn civil clothes instead of the school uniform. The victim claimed that she explained her position to her teacher but fell on deaf ears and was made to stand in the boys' toilet.
My name is Chapika Nundi Bhatti. I was in the washroom for this. I was in the washroom for this.
Increased GST cess on mid-sized luxury and SUV cars is set to come into effect. The GST Council on September 9 had decided to hike cess on mid-sized cars by 2%, taking the effective GST rate to 45%. Asserting that the purchase of weapons was a continuous process, Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman dismissed the recent report by the CAG that claimed that India's ammunition stockpile would only last 20 days in case of a war. Sitharaman added that the report was factually incorrect and warned that it was unnecessary to debate on the issue. She was speaking at the Uttaralai Air Force Base in Barmer. Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi will kickstart his two-week visit to the US with an address at the University of California on contemporary India. Gandhi is also expected to interact with global thinkers, political leaders and overseas Indians in his trip to the US. Over 200 people gathered at the Jantar Mantar in the national capital to protest for a separate state of Gorkhaland. The protesters held effigies of Gorkha Janmukti Morcha protesters who were killed in the violence in Darjeeling. Activists of UK-based Baloch and Sindhi group staged a demonstration in front of 10 Downing Street, the official residence of British Prime Minister Theresa May. The protests took place over the extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances being carried out in Pakistan. BJP MLA Amit Satam assaulted hawkers and abused cops in Mitibai College, Juhu. The hawkers have lodged a complaint against the BJP MLA for assaulting, abusing and ransacking them. In a shocking incident, a policeman in Chandigarh slapped a man who questioned him on talking on the phone while driving a motorbike. The entire incident, which was caught on camera, has gone viral on social media. The police officer has now been suspended from duty. The All India Muslim Personal Law Board is considering a review petition against the Supreme Court verdict that banned the practice of instant triple talaq. AIMPLB, which is holding an executive meeting in Bhopal, will chalk its future course of action. They have said that the August 22 ruling goes against Shariat. The Personal Law Board further claimed that they will continue to practice Shariat, which provides for instant triple talaq. Three AIADMK MLAs supporting TTV Dinakaran are expected to meet VK Sasikala at the Prapanna Agrahara prison in Bengaluru. The MLAs Thanga Tamil Selvan, Mariappan Kennedy and Kathir Gamu are expected to meet Sasikala to apprise her of the current position of the TTV camp. In a blatant attack on the media, several journalists who were covering the protests outside Ryan International School by angry parents were lathi charged by Haryana police.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.